to the lady, and she says, oh dear, it's gotta be cash only, we don't take credit cards here. I took back the card and said, gee, really, well, that sucks. And that's when I found out my wife was only carrying $3. I said, I thought you were gonna hit the ATM today. She says, I never got around to it, so where's your wallet anyway? And I said, never mind, just help me to find some change. Now the lady at the window's looking at me kinda strange. And she says, mister, please, we gotta move this line along. I said, now hold your stinking horses, lady, we won't be long. So I looked around inside the glove box and checked the mat beneath my feet. I found a nickel in an ashtray and a couple pennies and a dime in the space between the seats. Before long, I had a little pile of coins of every sort. The lady counts it up and says, you're still about a dollar short. And now my woman's got this weird look frozen on her face. She screams, you know I wasn't even really hungry in the first place. And so I turned around to the cashier again. I shrugged and said, okay, forget the chicken sandwich then. So I pick up my change, pick up my receipt, and I drive to the pickup window. Man, I just can't wait to eat. And now we see this acne-ridden kid about 16 wearing a dorky name tag that says, hello, my name is Eugene. And he hands me a paper bag. I look him in the eyes and I say to him, hey, Eugene, could I get some ketchup for my fries? Well, he looks at me and I look at him. And he looks at me, and I look at him, and he looks at me, and I look at him, and he says, I'm sorry, what did you want again? I say, ketchup, and he says, oh yeah, that's right, I just finished out there for a second, I'm really kind of burnt tonight. And then he hands me the ketchup, and now we're finally driving away.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no. I pressed the wrong button again.
So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Oh,
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. I am your host about maybe 2 o'clock today or so. Thank you very much for tuning in this week, fair listener. You are listening to the Cancer Bats right now off of their album Birthing the Giant. That song was called Ghost Bus That. Prior to that, you heard some King Kong and Barbecue Show off of their self-titled album. That song is called Shake Real Low. And I played that song for two reasons. One, because I saw King Kong and the Shrines play last week, and the opener for that show was Mark Salton, and he played that song, Shake Real Low, by himself. And it was awesome, and it was a really good show. It was packed. It was just as crazy as I expected it to be. I saw King Kong and the Shrines at the Red Room when they played here last. I don't remember. I think it was last year. I think it was last August. And it was packed and everyone was going nuts. And it was a really good show. And I expected the exact same thing. And that's exactly what happened. Except it was at the Commodore this time. So the venue was bigger. So there were more people there. But it was still a good time. I wasn't even planning on going to that show. I didn't even buy tickets ahead of time. I think it was like Friday night and I realized I had nothing to do because I'm awesome. And at about like 10 o'clock, I was like, nah, screw it. I'm gonna go. And I did. And I regret nothing. And actually, King Kong and Barbecue Show, if you like them, they are coming to town. They're playing a show here at the Biltmore at the end of the month, June 29th. And I believe that is even part of the International Jazz Festival, which is interesting. But yes, June 29th, that's a Monday night. Who cares? Party every night. King Kong Barbecue Show, the Biltmore. What was I going to say? Nothing. I have nothing for you. Don't know what to say. So, if you wanted to place a request, give me a call here at the studio. The number is 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. If you wanted to check out playlists online for my show, check out what I played. Maybe you missed the title of a song that you really liked, or maybe I just forgot to announce it, because that is very likely to happen. I do post my playlist online at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And as always, you can download podcasts for this show or for many other lovely shows here on CITR through our website, which is www.citr.ca. Check it out. Right now I'm going to play some brand new propaganda for you. They have a new album out called Supporting Cast. I quite like it. This is some brand new propaganda on We All Fall Down.
Since you listen to CITR, everyone knows you've got excellent taste in music. You've probably got a great record collection too. But think of all the money you've spent on music over the years. You're probably just waiting until your next paycheck to get new albums you want to hear, aren't you?
Well, it's time you start getting the discounts you deserve. With the Friends of CITR card, get up to 15% off of Beat Street, Vinyl, Scratch, Red Cat, and Audio Pile Records, as well as 16 other great local businesses. Friends cards are only $15 or free with the CITR station membership. Become a friend of CITR. Go to www.citr.ca and click Friends of for more details.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. You just heard Akimbo off of their album Navigating the Bronze. That song was called Wizard Then Wizard. Yes, that's the only reason I played it, because it has an awesome title. And I played them because they are coming to town. They're playing a show Friday, June 5th. Yes, that's what it says. And I have tickets to give away. I have two tickets, as in a pair. Sorry. Speaking sometimes just doesn't happen properly. Anyways, Akimbo, they're playing Friday, June 5th at the Biltmore. And if you wanted to go, you can go for free, my friends. If you liked what you heard, then give me a call at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR if you wanted to go check out Akimbo. And if no one wants to, and I don't know what to say. I don't know, I'll just give him to Shane here. I just... so yeah, give me a call at 604-822-2487 if you want to check out Akimbo next Friday, June 5th at the Biltmore. But for now, I will play... I don't know. I'll play Gravemaker. That's who I'll play. I'll play Gravemaker for you right now on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
signed to a record label. Spent the advance on a pinball table. Sold 100 records to all her friends. Now she's back again. She lives in a violent way up in the sky. Goes out with a boy through the empty bus. Wears a different t-shirt every night. With access hilarious and not tight. See you rolling around. She's a girl with bad talent. Turn up. Challenge yet in America. She got her picture in a Rolling Stone. She was third from the left behind Joey Ramone. You couldn't see her face, but I'm sure she'll look great anyway. She lives in a flat and way up in the sky. Goes out with a boy through the empty bars. He'd be okay if he knew you were there. I'll go to bed with a babysitter. See her running around. She's a girl about town that you love.
Sunrise fills your eyes.
Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. You're listening to Alkaline Trio off of their album Maybe I'll Catch Fire. That song that you heard is called Madam Me. Part of that was some Descendants off of Everything Sucks. That song was called She Loves Me. Before that, The Queers off of Monkey Brain. That song was called Girl About Town. I played that song because The Queers are coming to town. They're coming to play a show here beginning of July. July 10? Yes. June, sorry. June, July, it all starts with it today. June. June 10th at the Red Room. They're playing with the Isotopes, the Mansfields, and the Hot Toddies, and I do have tickets to give away for that, which maybe I'll do next week? That's not too late, is it? No. No, it's not. Next week is June 4th, so we'll be okay. I'll give away a pair of tickets to that next week, so stay tuned for that. But I wanted to tell you about concerts coming up in the near future that perhaps, fair listener, you would be interested in attending. Beginning of June. June 1st. The Agrolites are playing at Vancouver. They are playing at the Plaza Club. That will be a good show because they always put on a good show. Then a couple days later, Misery Signals, Architects, and Haste the Day will be playing June 3rd at the Plaza Club. The next day, June 4th, Rancid and Rise Against are playing at the Pacific Coliseum, a show where I just don't know if I want to go. Just don't know. I probably won't go because I don't think I know anybody else going, so if I don't know anyone else going, then I won't find any motivation to go at the last minute. So, I'm just being honest here. I'm just being honest. And I've seen them before, so there we go. But if you haven't, then I highly recommend for you to check them out. Isis is also coming to town. They're playing a show June 19th at the Commodore. What else is going on? Oh, and King Kong Barbecue Show. That's happening June 29th at the Biltmore Cabaret, and that is part of the Vancouver International Jazz Festival. Just because. It's going to be awesome. The last time they were here, they played at the Biltmore, and I didn't go because I knew exactly what the show would be like. It was just people being too rowdy and getting into fights, and whatever, I'll probably go this time. It's okay. You got to have a thick enough skin, or you have to be drunk enough, and I will be the latter of the two, so I will be there. What else is going on? Andrew WK is playing a show as well that is happening June 23rd at the Biltmore, and the Evaporators are opening up, and I even think that they're having like an in-store performance. I think the Evaporators and Andrew WK will be playing at Neptune or something. Something like that. You'll hear more about it, I'm sure. But mark your calendars, June 23rd. A show that I also wanted to tell you guys about was next Saturday, June 6th, at the Cobalt. There will be a celebration of the instrumental grindcore band, Tendonitis. The show starts at 4 in the afternoon, but that's only because there are 15 bands playing, and or like there's a bunch, I think. Yeah, there's like 15 bands, and they're gonna have a barbecue. It's gonna be a big old barbecue at the Cobalt. Shane does not look impressed. I was pretty impressed when I heard about this show. What? They have Fetal Butchery.
Who wouldn't be impressed with
it? Sind is also playing. Rise of Ruin, Crawls Through Fire, Gynosaurus X, Joint Chiefs. I don't want to go on. Tard, Gross Misconduct, My Own Chaos, Malice Plagued. Or, no, maybe those are two different bands. I don't even know anymore. I don't even know, but there are 15 bands, and this is happening next Saturday, and it's going to be awesome, and I love barbecues. If somebody has a barbecue, I will be over immediately. Like my neighbors. My neighbors have this giant pool set up in their backyard, and like the people that live there have their grandkids come over like every weekend, so the grandkids can like play in the pool, and they always have a barbecue, and it smells amazing. Which isn't to say like that I can't have my own, because I have a barbecue on my own patio, but you know, when they're flaunting their pool and they already have a barbecue going, I just want to be invited over. Just invite me over, guys. What? No, it's the same kids every week. It's the same. No, they have. I can smell it, and like I can smell it from my kitchen. They're always like, it smells so good. I love barbecues. That is like the one thing that I love about summer. And now you know. There we go. What else was I going to tell about? And another show happening is Bison BC is playing with Lazarus AD. Is that on purpose? I don't even know. That's happening July 8th at the Biltmore as well. There are a bunch of other shows, I think. Maybe. I don't know. I've talked about the important ones. Oh, and Social Distortion, July 18th at the Commodore. Sorry, totally dropped the ball today, guys. But I wanted to play some Isotopes for you right now. They are opening up for the Queers. That's happening June 10th. And they have a new 7-inch out. And I'm going to play some of that for you right now. If you wanted to check out my playlist online, you can do so at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Just in case my ramblings weren't easy enough to follow. Perhaps there was a song title that you missed. It'll be on the internet later. Most probably. Sometimes I forget, but I probably won't forget this week. At least I hope not. And you can always check out podcasts for the show, for many other lovely shows on our fine radio station through our website, which is www.citr.ca. So there we go. That's your information. This is some Isotopes on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
myself as it comes to it, and so I say, fuck you.
When there's runners on first and second, or when the bases are loaded and there's less than two outs, and there's a pop-up on the infield, don't you know? Don't you know that there's something to know? Don't you know? Don't you know that there's something to know? You better realize the batter is out even if the ball is dropped, therefore the force is removed, and the runners may advance at their own risk. Now don't you know? There's two out, and it's not in effect if there's more than just third unoccupied, and it doesn't apply to a foul ball, and it doesn't apply to a bunt line drive or Texas leaguer. It's an infield fly.
Shut up your
ha!
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. That was Darkest of the Hillside Thickets off of their album Shadow Out of Tim. The song was called Blackout. Coming up next, we have The Inkstead Show, the show all about comic books. So stay tuned for that. And then later on at 3:30, Mary Ev is in to do French Connection. So stay tuned to CITR all day and every day if you know what's good for you. I'm going to leave you off now with some Rivieras. Why not? Nice summer song for you all. Their song, California Sun. A place I wish I was right now, but that's okay. It's all right. I'll settle for sunny Vancouver. Have a great weekend, guys. I'll be back next Thursday.
Short and the nights are long. Where they walk and I walk, they twist and I twist, they shimmy and I shimmy, they fly and I fly. Well, they're out there having fun in that warm California sun. Well, I'm going out of west out on the coast, where the California girls are really the most. A pretty little chick wherever you go.